Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Carl Vajira.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Always good. Every day with God is a good day.
Oh, yes. I definitely agree with that. Powerful indeed. Now, we are going to be concluding our discussion that we've had since we began, I think, on Wednesday. And so by choosing daily to commune with Christ, by putting our faith into action, and by sharing in fellowship with other believers, we can keep our connection to God strong, continually growing in His love. We have the incredible privilege of living a life touched by the Creator of the universe and sharing His love with others. And the closer we become with Him, the more of a blessing we have the chance to be. Now, my elder, how can we know that we are growing in Christ? What are the signs that we can look at?
You know, when we look at Scripture, Jesus gave us a clear answer to that question. We find that in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, Jesus says, "By their fruit you will know them." So, like, spiritual growth reveals itself in changed behavior. Mm. It reveals itself in renewed thinking, or even in Christ-like attitudes. So, how can we know that we are growing in Christ? We need to look at certain signs. So you need to do an introspective of yourself, like a before and after. And you need to ask yourself a couple of questions. Mm. Like, are you more patient than you used to be? Mm-hmm. Do you forgive more easily? Are you more hungry for God's word? And do you love people more, even the hard to love ones? So growth doesn't mean perfection, as we've discussed before, mm-hmm. but growth means direction. Mm-hmm. So the question is, are you moving in the right direction? Are you moving closer to Jesus? So that's a sign that you are growing. So growth is revealed, according to Jesus, by your fruit, not by your feelings. So according to Galatians 5, when you look at it, it tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, and more. So we must ask ourselves, am I more patient than last year? Do I forgive quicker? Am I hungry for God's word? So maybe just to put a full stop to that question, it's like saying growth is like watching a child mature. Mm. You don't notice the maturity day by day, but when you look back over a long period of time, there is a change that is undeniable.
Yeah, indeed. I like that you're saying that. Is this change that is an undeniable vision, you know, very clear for everyone to see?
I think it is. There's one preacher that once mentioned that there was a man in his, you know, in the audience when he was giving a seminar. And this man came up to him after the seminar and said, "You know what? 5 years ago, I would have come up and I would have shot you in your face. But because I am a Christian, I have changed. I don't know how I have changed, but I know that I have changed." So, you know, there you can't really trace the footsteps. But when you look back, you see that you are no longer the same person. So we just need to trust the Holy Spirit as He sanctifies us.
Mm. Yeah. Now, how important are our actions and lifestyles? And I think it's linked to the earlier question, above and beyond our words, when it comes to Christianity.
You know, words for me are very important. Mm. But I believe that actions speak louder. Okay. You know, the world is not just listening to what we say about Jesus, but the world is also watching how we live. You know, James chapter 2, verse 17 tells us that faith without works is dead. Mm. So that means that, my brother, our lifestyle, our integrity, our generosity, our kindness, our honesty, our purity actually testifies to whether our faith is real or not. So if we claim to follow Jesus, then it means that our lives should reflect his character. So it's not about impressing other people, but it's about being genuine. It's about living a life that aligns with our message. So words declare what we believe, but actions prove what we believe. You know, so it's like a tree that says it's an apple tree, but it only produces thorns. So it doesn't matter what that tree says, but, you know, the truth is in the fruit. So true faith always produces fruit. People are not just listening to our sermons as good as they are watching our lives.
Yeah. Now, we've got to conclude this afternoon on this question. How long is our spiritual growth supposed to continue? Do we ever even graduate?
That's an interesting question. I think that there's no graduation cap in the Christian walk. You know, or rather up until Jesus comes. You know, spiritual growth, I believe, is something that is lifelong. Because even the Apostle Paul, he mentioned in Philippians 3, verse 12, that not that I have already attained, but I press on. So as long as we live, my brother, as long as we are alive, God is still working on us. God is still refining us. God is still teaching us. God is still correcting us, and he is still transforming us. So every season brings new opportunities for us to grow. And eventually, one day, when we see Jesus face to face, the work will be complete. But until then, we will keep on growing, not to earn salvation, but because we have already received salvation. So there's no diploma or certificate in the school of Christ. So it's only ongoing transformation until we see him face to face. So it's like a tree that keeps bearing fruit each and every season. We never arrive at at that state where we are spiritually complete in this life, because the Holy Spirit is always pruning and shaping and growing us. That's why Paul says, not that I have already attained. Now, if Paul hasn't graduated, my brother, I believe we surely haven't graduated. We are still being processed by the Holy Spirit, but we will receive that perfection when Jesus comes.
And so that means that if we never receive that perfection, we are working on it day by day. Those who are watching, will they then be encouraged by this trait that never gets to perfection?
I think that they will be encouraged by, because like I say, they are observing not just what we say, but what we do. And we are all living in a world that is affected by sin. We all have that sinful nature. But as they see you changing from the person that you once were, they will also want to have that encounter with the Jesus that changes life. So it's not about being perfect to other people, but it is about following the footsteps of Christ. And you leave the rest to the Holy Spirit, and they will be convinced by the life that you live.
And indeed, I agree with that. Well, my elder, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Wishing you a beautiful Sabbath ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Can I just say one last word to our listeners?
Yeah, of course.
You know, as we come to a close, you know, of these past 3 days, the discussions that we've been having, growing in Christ, it's not about perfection. Yeah. But like I said, it's about direction. It's about waking up each day with a renewed desire to follow Christ, a new desire to surrender our will and to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. So you might still feel that pull of your past life. You may still stumble. You may still fall. But if your heart keeps on seeking Jesus, if your life is still showing signs of that spiritual hunger, that repentance, that love for others, then you are still growing, my brother and sister. Mm-hmm. So I want you to remember something. Jesus didn't call us to walk alone.
Yeah.
He gave us his spirit. He gave us his word. He gave us his people. So through prayer, through scripture, through obedience, through service, we are being transformed, but not overnight, over time. And we are changed into the likeness of Christ. So if you have felt that you've been distant from God, I want you to come back to him. If you felt discouraged, don't give up. If you felt stagnant, I want you to start again today, because Jesus is ready to meet you where you are, to strengthen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's grow together, my brothers and sisters, and may you be blessed as we enjoy the Sabbath.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, my elder. Be blessed as well as we get into the Sabbath. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.